morning to you all.
大家早上好。
Before we start on this morning's message, let's come to God in prayer.
在我们开始之前，我们一起来祷告。
Gracious God, Heavenly Father.
满有恩典的主，我们的神。
We thank you for another opportunity to come to your word today.
我们感谢你，让我们能够再一次来到你的面前来敬拜你。
We thank you for the freedom of your word in this country.
我们感谢你，你所赐给这个国家一切的自由。
However, let us never be complacent because of this freedom.
但是主，求你让我们不要有满足。
That we continue to hunger for your word.
让我们能够仍然渴慕你的话。
That we continue to encourage one another.
好叫我们继续的彼此的勉励。
That we continue to talk about the good news of your salvation.
好叫我们也一同的能够来传扬你那个救恩。
We commit this time with you now this morning.
我们把今天早晨这点时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
It is with thankfulness that I am able to share the word of God with you this morning.
感谢神，今天早上我能够与大家一同在这里分享神的话。
When Brother Moses asked me to share, I really did not have a topic in mind.
当 Moses 弟兄叫我今天早上分享的时候，我当时真的好像没有一个主题。
As a result, I committed the time to God's hands.
所以我把这个就交在神的手中。
So what I've chosen is what God has led me to share.
所以我所今天所要分享的就是神所给我的。
As a light-hearted comment, we're going to have steak this morning. Steak.
You know steak? Beef steak? 好像今天我们早上会有吃那个牛排一样。
You'll see why a bit later on.
所以你要等会你就会知道为什么。
To be honest with you, the preparation of this sharing has been very challenging for me.
很坦白地告诉大家，今天早上我要跟大家分享的这个主题，对我们来说是一个很大的挑战。
But as always, I sought God's help, and He led me from one step to the other.
虽然是这样，但是我还是寻求神，他把我一步一步地带过来。
As my preparation continued, I realized I was dealing with a huge topic.
当我在那里准备的时候，我渐渐地就认识到。其实我所谈的这个主题是一个很大的主题。
Whatever I say, I will only be scratching the surface.
所以不管今天早上我所分享的是什么，我只不过是冰山一角。
However, I hope I have scratched enough to give some understanding.
但是我希望我所分享的能够有一定的深度，好叫大家得着益处。
Why have I chosen this topic?
为什么我选择这个主题呢？
In the most direct way, we are living in dangerous times.
很直接了当的说，我们是在一个非常危险的时代。
More specifically, dangerous in a spiritual sense.
特别是从属灵的角度来说。
In many ways, I see the level of decline is accelerating.
从很多方面来说，我看见好像这个属灵的光景在各个方面都往下去了。
This is the big picture of God's strength, of God's word.
这是神的一个大的一个图画。
Call it that we are under a big umbrella with the most foundational truths of our faith.
所以我们希望在这个大的主题下面，我们能够有一点认识，就是关于这个我们信仰的基础真理。
Part of this sharing is heavy going. Heavy going.
很多的我今天早上所分享的是比较好像是比较重的。
Because it is heavy going, you need to concentrate.
因着这个缘故，所以请大家能够注意听。
This is what I mean. We're going to have steak this morning.
这就是我说为什么今天早上我们要吃的是一块牛排。
Not your best cut soft Philly steak.
好像是
not your best cut.
虽然不是那个这个最好的一块牛排。
But tough steak where you got to chew to digest.
所以当你咬的时候，你是需要有一点用一点的力，能够咬下去，能够消化。
It is a meaty subject, but it is an important one.
这个主题有很多的内容。但是对我们是有益处。
I'm going to show you some slides on the screen.
所以我会把一些的那个slides 打在屏幕上面。
I ask for your attention because it is quite important that you see it.
所以我请大家能够留意，因为是非常重要的信息。
There are little bits of information that I gathered as part of my preparation.
我从不同的方面都截取了一些的信息。
Information about what some people teach to be God's truth, but they are not.
那一些的信息是关乎到有的人他们自以为说他们是在传神的信息，其实不是神的信息。
They are there to illustrate the points I'm raising.
所以这个我要打出来的东西让大家能够看到。
Please also note that the Bible references that the verses I've given are not the only ones that are relevant.
请大家也留意我所引用的这些的圣经的章节不是所有的不没有并没有包括所有的圣经的章节的。
If you have a study Bible, there are many cross references that you can refer to.
如果大家去研读圣经的话，你就会发现有很多其他地方的圣经上面都有章节，你是可以互相的参考引用。
I would encourage you to write some of these verses down for your own research.
所以我鼓励你们能够把一些的经文能够写下来，能够为着你今后来读圣经用。
And also to check out what I'm saying.
你也可以借助这些的圣经章节来检查一下我今天早上所分享的。
The ultimate authority in what we believe is the Bible, the Word of God.
我们所信的那个最终的至终的那一个的权柄是就是圣经。
In order to defend our faith, you need to know these verses.
所以为了要保持守住我们所信的这个真理，我们必须对这些圣经章节熟悉。
Yes, it does take effort and diligence, but you need to know them.
是的，这是需要花一些的功夫的，但是我们必须要知道。
Because when you're in a situation to defend or to share your faith, you don't know where to go.
所以，因为当你遇到这个情形，你要来保护、防护这个、保护这个真理的话，你就需要知道这些圣经。
As you can see from the heading, the title of this morning's sharing is the foundational truth of our faith.
所以大家可以看到打在屏幕上面，今天早上要分享的主题的题目是我们信仰的基础真理。
More accurately, it's the non-negotiable truth of our faith.
更准确的来说，是我们不可妥协的这个真理。
In a secular world,
在一个不幸的世界
，we talk about give and take.
我们常常都说，我们得着一些，我们也付给出一些。
We talk about everything is negotiable.
我们说所有的事情都是可以互相商量协调的。
We talk about coming to a consensus or middle ground.
我们也常常就是说我们两面都到一个中间的位置。
We talk about inclusivity and diversity.
我们就说到要彼此的在一起，也说到要有多样化。
When we talk about the non-negotiable foundations of truth, it is exactly that they are not negotiable.
所以当我们说到这个基础真理的时候，我们就说这个是不可妥协的。
There is no middle ground.
也没有一个中间的位置。
There's no taking out of the word so that we're more inclusive.
也不能够把圣经中的一些话给拿掉，好叫我们大家都包在一起。
There is no adding a few words in order to accommodate diversity.
也不可以把一些的话加到圣经的里头，好像是这些叫这个成为多样化。
As true believers in Christ, we are either saved or we are not.
作为一个真正的基督徒，我们要么就是，要么就是不是。
There is no middle ground.
是在这里是没有中间位置地位的。
The emphasis is biblical truth.
那个重点就是圣经的真理。
Not mankind's truth or mankind's wisdom.
这不是人的智慧，也不是人的真理。
Unfortunately, the sinfulness of mankind has corrupted and in some cases twisted the truth of God.
但是不幸的是，很多的时候人就把这些神的话有一些的改变。
The saddest part is those people who listen to these things do not even know they're not God's truth.
可悲的是，很多的人在听这些话的时候，他们都根本不知道神的真理到底是什么。
So why is it important to know these truths?
所以为什么对我们来说是重要的呢？这个真理对我们说是重要的呢？
Because when your faith is firmly planted, nothing can shake you.
因为如果我们的信仰是在一个稳固的根基上面的话，就是没有什么是可以动摇我们信心的。
It doesn't mean life is smooth.
这并不是说我们的一生就是一帆风顺。
Far from it.
其实远远不是一帆风顺的事。
To take it to the extreme, I would not exchange any of these truths.For lie, if my life depends on it.
所以从某一个的角度来说，我不会就是在真理方面来妥协，来换取我的一个舒服的生活。
We hold the things of this world very loosely.
我们好像说这个世上的事都是很松散的。
We come in with nothing, we leave with nothing.
我们赤身而来，赤身而去。
With the foundation truths, it's a total opposite.
但是从那个基础的真理来说，这是一个完全相反的方面。
You hold them tight and you never let go.
就是说你要紧紧抓住这个真理，你永远都不要让这个真理失去。
The Bible also warns us about the existence of false prophets.
圣经也警告我们，也提醒我们要防备那些的假先知。
False prophets existed in the Old Testament, they exist today, and they will continue to exist till our Lord returns.
这些假先知是在那个新约的时代，也在我们今天这个世界，他们也可能以后会继续的存留下去。
A couple of verses that tells us about false prophets.
有一些的圣经，叫我们知道关于那个假先知的事。
Well, Matthew 7, beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves.
马太福音第七章那里说到，你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。
And in Matthew 24, many false prophets will rise and will mislead many.
在马太福音24章那里也说，却有好些假先知起来迷惑多人。
One can never say God has never warned us.
所以我们不能够说神从来都没有提醒过我们，没有警告过我们。
Perhaps if I can use an analogy here.
也许我可以用一个的比喻。
The U.S. Secret Service is well known for its function to protect the president, the vice president, and their families.
就是美国的安保人员。他们的任务就是保护总统和副总统。
A much lesser function of the Secret Service is actually to protect the U.S. currency.
那个他们呢，很少是要保护那个美国的这个货币的。
Because the U.S. currency is the most counterfeited currency in the world.
因为这个美元呢，是在全世界最多被人家做那个假钞的。
Because it is accepted worldwide.
因为美元在世界各地都可以接受，都被接受。
In fact, the U.S. Secret Service was first formed for this reason.
其实美国的安全保护人员，他们一开始被这个组织建立的时候，为了要保，其实是为了要保护这个美钞的。
To you and I, a dollar note is a dollar note.
对你和我来说，一块美元的纸币就是一块美元。
To the Secret Service agent who is trained, they can tell the slightest variation.From a dollar note with the help of special equipment.
但是对这些那个安保人员来说，他们能够看到这个一块美元的纸币上面有任何一点的差异，他们都能够辨别出来。
Hearing and knowing heresy is something like this.
所以当我们听到这些异端，当我们听到这些异端的时候，有点类似的。
Unless you're well grounded in good doctrine.
除非你对这个真理是有很深的认识
，How else can you detect false or bad teaching？
才能够帮助你能够来辨别那些的邪教。
Don't forget
异端。
Don't forget false prophets quote scriptures too。
其实不要忘记这些假先知，他们也引用圣经。
As someone said before，
好像有人从前这样说过。
They use the same words and terminology like us。
他们有人就是说，其实这些异端他们是用同样的话，同样的语言，跟我们一样的。
They go to churches like us.
他也跟我们一样去教会。
But the words and terminology they use have different meanings.
但是他们所用的这个字，所用的这些话是有不同的意思的。
We know that over the years, there are many interpretations of the Bible.
我们知道，很多年以来，有很多的人对圣经有不同的解释。
But when it comes to the absolute foundational truths, they cannot change and must not change.
但是当我们说到这个基础真理的时候，他们都是这个基础真理是不应该被改变的。
I will now share with you a couple of examples of bad teaching.
我会跟大家分享一些的这个例子。
Please read but do not believe.
所以请大家读、okay. 读一下。
So it says about Jesus.We follow the teachings and example of Jesus Christ and honor him as Savior and as the Son of God. Then they quote scripture. However, we have learned from the Bible that Jesus is not Almighty God and there is no scriptural basis for the Trinity doctrine.
这一个的例子就是有的人是这么说，关于耶稣，我们跟随耶稣的教训和榜样，也尊他为救主和神的儿子，所以我们是基督徒。但从圣经里我们学到耶稣不是全能的神，而且在圣经里也找不到神是三而一的根据。
Would anyone care to guess where I got this from?
请大家猜一猜我这个是从哪里拿到的。
Brother Ian. That's correct. It's from the website of Jehovah's Witnesses.
这个话是从耶和华见证会他们的那个网站上面摘落下来的。
Wrong teaching, and I'll come back to you in a few minutes.
这是一个错误的教导。
Another one.
另外一个。
As a member of the Godhead, the Holy Ghost is one with God and Jesus Christ in character and in purpose. He is the conduit of their love and knowledge, and he is given to us as a constant companion if we remain worthy.
也有的人这样说， 圣灵是神位格中的一位，与神和耶稣基督的性在性格和目的是一致的。他是他们爱和知识的执行者，他会陪伴我们，条件是我们要一直配得上他。
Anyone care to guess?
大家能不能够猜一猜我是从哪里拿的？
Not as obvious. I got it from the website of the Mormons.
这个是从摩门教的那个网站上面摘落下来的。
For true believers, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit upon conversions. Ephesians 1:13.
对一个真正的基督徒来说，我们是有那个圣灵的印记的。
This sealing is a believer's guarantee of our salvation.
这个圣灵的印记就是我们那个救恩的凭据。
There is no if you are worthy.
这并不在乎你和我是不是配的问题。
So as children of God,
所以作为神的儿女，
we need to be sure of our salvation.
所以我们必须对我们的救恩要有把握。
We need to feel secure.
我们必须要感到我们的救恩是有确据的。
We need to be confident.
我们有这样的自信。
But at the same time, we need to be alert and sober.Because the devil is always on the prowl.
在同时，我们也必须要时常的警醒，因为这个仇敌在到处的遍地游行的。
These are just two examples.
这只不过是两个的例子而已。
But in reality, there are probably more than you can count.
但是从实际上来说，也许各样的异端存在的是我们所过于我们能够计算的。
At this point, I need to make one important point here.
在这里，我要提醒一点。
I'm not saying that anyone who goes to these churches is not a born again believer.
我并没有说那个到这些教会里去的人，都不是重生得救的。
God knows his sheep.
神知道他的羊。
I'm not here to pass judgment on anybody.
我并不是在这里就是论断任何的人。
This is reserved for God and God alone.
这个是有。完全是由神的主宰，是由神来判断的。
Having said that, Jesus made one statement very clear.
但是耶稣说了一个非常清楚的事。
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
就是我的羊听我的声音，他们跟从我。
These examples just demonstrate how important it is to be well grounded in good doctrine.
那这些的例子就告诉我们，我们对这个基本的真理要有。很清楚的认识是有多么的重要。
So what are the non-negotiable foundational truths of our faith?
那么那些不可妥协的那个基础的真理是什么呢？
I have 9 of them.
我这里有提到九点。
Number one.
第一点。
The inerrancy and infallibility of the word of God, the Bible.
那就是圣经，也就是神的话，是绝对无误和不能改变的。
First of all, we must acknowledge that.
我们首先必须要承认这一点。
What does it mean?
这什么意思呢？
Inerrancy means the Bible is without error or fault in all its teaching.
那这里就这个意思就是说，圣经中的话是绝对无误的，是没有错误的，是可靠的。
The word infallible means incapable of error.
那就是说是不可能有那个错误的。
We stand by God's word as infallible.
所以我们相信神的话是绝对不可能有错误的。
It is never wrong.And absolutely trustworthy.
从来都不会错，是完全可信靠的。
One point to support the Bible.
那就是有一点是可以这样的来证明的。
It was written over a period of 1600 years.
那就是说这个圣经是用1600年的时间给写成的。
By some 40 authors.
有40个不同的作者。
And yet it is one book.
然而只是一本书。
The Spirit of God inspired people to write His truth.
那就是圣灵默示这些人来写圣经的真理。
What was prophesied came true?
那这个先知所预言的都应验。
But there are still prophecies to be fulfilled.
但是仍然有一些的预言还要被应验。
For example, the rapture.
比如来说那个被提。
The tribulation period.
大灾难。
The eventual final defeat of Satan.
那就是撒旦最后被那个击败
and the promise of Christ to return.
那就是基督再来的应许。
As most of us would know what John 3:16 is.
我们很多的人都知道约翰福音3:16.
But there's another 3:16 you need to remember.
但是另外有一个地方是3:16，大家也需要是记得的。
All Scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness.
那就是在提摩太后书3:16，那里说到圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
This is our rock solid foundation.
这是我们那个信仰的一个根据，一个磐石。
Once we have established this foundation, we have a reference point, a benchmark for everything that we do.
所以当我们的信仰是建立在这个磐石上面的时候，我们就有一个依据。
Whenever we can, and as often as we can, when we make decisions, we should say, what does God's word say?
所以每一次当我们做那个要做一个决定的时候，我们就应当要想到神的话是怎么说的。
Truth number two.
第二点。
The deity of Christ and the Holy Spirit.
就是基督的神性，耶稣是神。
Just to recap the wrong teaching of Jehovah's Witnesses.
就是重新回顾一下刚才那个耶和华见证会他们所说的那个异端，所错误的教导。
They say that Jesus is the Almighty God.
他们说耶稣不是全能的神。
They also do not believe in the Holy Trinity.
他们也不相信三而唯一的神。
This is heresy.
这是一个异端。
There's a Greek word for this.
那有一个希腊话是这样解释。
Rubbish.
那就是这些都是垃圾。
What does God would say?
但是神的话是怎么说的呢？
God would say that Jesus is God.
那神的话说耶稣是神。
And this is one of the verses that says that.
那这个就是圣经所告诉我们的。
Theirs are the patriarchs, and from them is traced the human ancestry of the Messiah, who is God, over all, forever, praise. Amen.
就是在罗马书第九章第五节说到，列祖就是他们的祖宗，按肉体说，基督也是从他们出来的，他是在万有之上，永远可称颂的神。Amen.
There are actually many verses that proclaim the deity of Christ.
有很多的圣经的章节都宣告耶稣是神。
You can actually look it up in your own study.
你可以从圣经中查到很多。
Regarding the Holy Trinity,
那说到三而唯一，
the Jewish says that the word Trinity is not found in the Bible.
耶和华见证会的人说，这个三一呢，这个不是只是在圣经里面的。
And that there is no scriptural basis.
他们说这个圣经里面没有说到三一的事。
Well, this doctrine is totally wrong.
这个教导是完全错误的。
Let's go back to the Bible again.
让我们再来看一下圣经。
Well, remember that we have established Jesus is God.
记得我们说我们已经确认说耶稣是神。
And now we will confirm that God, the Father, and God the Spirit.
那现在我们就是要来说那个父神和那个圣灵。
From these two verses,
从这两圣经当中
，One God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all, Ephesians 4:6.
在以弗所书四章第六节那里说到，一神就是众人的父。超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
And the second verse from the book of Acts.
第二节圣经是从使徒行传那里。
But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit, and to keep back some of the price of the land? While it is remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not under your control? Why is it that you have conceived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. In the same two verses,The Holy Spirit equates to God.
在《使徒行传》第五章第三到第四节，彼得说：“亚拿尼亚，为什么撒旦充满了你的心，叫你欺哄圣灵，把田地的价银私自留下几份呢？田地还没有卖，不是你自己的吗？既卖了，价银不是你做主吗？你怎么心里起这意念呢？你不是欺哄人，你是欺哄神了。”
See the verses now pulled together to show the Holy Trinity.
所以在这里说到圣灵，也说到神，所以就是有三一的神。
And the two verses here, they actually put them together.
所以这两节的圣经把这个放在一起。
It says, Matthew 28, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
马太福音28章19节那里也说，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。或做给他们施洗马太福音二十八章十九节。
And from 2 Corinthians, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
哥林多后书十三章那里也说到，愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动，常与你们众人同在。
You can see there is much scripture to affirm the doctrine of the Trinity.
所以你们可以看见有很多的圣经都在那里印证，就是三而唯一的神。
Truth number three.
第三。
The virgin birth of Christ and his divine conception.
就是基督是童贞女所生，并从圣灵怀孕。
The prophecy of the virgin birth of Christ can be found in the book of Isaiah.
啊，那这个就是童女所生的，是这个预言正在以赛亚书那里可以看到。
Therefore, the Lord Himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin will be with child and bear a son, and she will call his name Emmanuel. Isaiah 7:14.
在以赛亚书第七章十四节那里说到，因此主要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给她起名叫以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
While we touch on the subject of prophecy, the birthplace of Christ was also prophesied in the book of Micah.
在那个当我们说到那个耶稣降生的时候，这个降生的地方也是在弥迦书那里有预言到的。
Bethlehem was mentioned in Micah chapter 5 verse 2.
伯利恒在那弥迦书那里也有提到。
And the books of Micah and Isaiah were written 700 years before Jesus was born.
那个弥迦书和以赛亚书都是在耶稣诞生之前700年写成的。
Regarding the conception of the Holy Spirit,
那说到那个有从圣灵怀孕的事。
Yep. And from Matthew 1:18, now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows.When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child by the Holy Spirit.
马太福音一章十八节那里说到，耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶，玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。
The only way that Christ could be brought into this world without sin is by the conception through the God's divine hand.
那只有借着神那个神圣的手，才能够让耶稣。降生到地上是没有罪的。
Truth number four.
第四个真理。
The humanity of Christ and his sinless life.
啊，就是基督全然是人，完全圣洁。
Jesus was all human.
啊，耶稣他是啊是一个人。
And he bore the same physical limitations of humanity.
当他在地上的时候，他也受到人所有肉体上一切的限制。
Like any child, he grew up from to the young boy and to adulthood.
好像任何的孩子一样，他从一个小孩长到青年人。
Like any human being, he had physical limitations.
像所有的人一样，他都有那个在肉体上有一定的限制，受一定的限制。
So he hungered, he was thirsty, he grew tired, he wept, he was tempted, he died.
那就是他也经历了饥饿、干渴、疲乏，他也哭泣，也被受试探，也并且他也死。
And the prophecy of his death was in Isaiah 53.
那这个是在以赛亚书第五十三章那里有预言，曾经就预言到的。
Every aspect of Christ's humanity is found in this.
基督耶稣所有的一切都是在以赛亚书第五十三章那里有预言到。
Yet through his whole life, he was sinless.
但是他的一生却是无罪的。
He tells us in 2 Corinthians, he made him who knew no sin to be sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
哥林多后书第五章二十一节那里说到，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
Only Christ could have done that.
只有基督才能够做。
Truth number five.
第五个真理。
Christ's substitutory death and the efficacy, which means sufficiency of his blood.
啊，就是基督的代死和宝血的功效。
And from Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his own love towards us.In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
罗马书第五章第八节说到，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Meaning is very straightforward. Christ died in the place of sinners.
那这个意思是很简单的，就是基督代替人死了。
Yours, mine, and the sins of the world.
他代替你的罪、我的罪和这个世上的罪而死。
If not for his sacrifice on the cross, we will still be alienated from God.
如果不是基督在十字架上为我们代死的话，我们今天仍然是与神隔绝的人。
We will still face God's anger.
我们仍然是会是在神的这个愤怒和咒诅底下。
And how have you been saved from God's wrath?
所以那但是我们今天却是被从神的愤怒底下给拯救出来。
The next verse in Romans, much more than having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him.
罗马书五章九节那里说到，现在我们既靠着他的血称义，就更要借着他免去神的愤怒。
Justified means we are declared right before God, even though we're still in the sinning state.
这个被称义的意思就是说，我们在虽然我们还是一个罪人，但是呢，在神的面前，因着基督被称义了。
We are justified by the blood of Christ.
我们是靠着他耶基督的血被称义的。
His death reconciled us to God.
他的死让我们与神和好。
And the two verses that support that.
那有两节的圣经是能够来说明这一点。
If while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Romans 5:10.
罗马书五章十节那里说到，因我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死得与神和好，既已和好，就更要因他的身得救了。
And He Himself is the propitiation, which means satisfaction for our sins, and not for ours only, for those, but also for those of the whole world.
他为我们的罪做了挽回祭，不是单为我们的罪，也是为普天下人的罪，是在约翰一书第二章第二节。
You can see that from the three verses of Romans 5:5-8, 5:9-10, how these three verses summarize God's substitutional death on the cross for us.
所以我们可以从罗马书第五章从第八节到第十节这三节的圣经看到，基督是怎样的，就是成为我们的代替。
The blood that Christ shed is the only way that God's wrath.Be satisfied.
只有耶稣基督所流的血才能够叫神得着满足。
Christ's blood is the atonement for our sins.
耶稣基督的血是我们的赎，是赎了我们出来。
As children of God, we must never forget this.
作为神的儿女，我们永远都要记得这一点。
That we have been redeemed with the precious blood of Christ.
那就是我们耶稣基督用他的宝血把我们救赎了出来。
With that thought, it will help to keep us humble.
因着我们能够记着神这个的恩典，好叫我们就能够谦卑。
We are not our own.
我们不是靠着自己。
We belong to Christ.
我们不是属于自己，我们是属于神的。
On a personal note,
从个人的角度来说，
I treasure the breaking of bread time each Sunday.
我每一个主日，我都是宝贵这一个纪念主的白饼的聚会。
It gives me time to sit down and reflect on God's grace, compassion, mercy, and love.
所以因为借着这个白饼的聚会我能够在这里能够安静下来，来思念神所有一切的恩典，他的怜悯和他所有给我们的恩典。
It gives me the time of the week to raise my voice and sing praises to our great God.
也借着这个白饼的聚会让我能够来赞美神，来歌颂神。
Before I go to the next point, I have heard this being said, and it is so true.
我也听人有这样的说过这样的话。
The life,That he being Christ, lived, qualified him for the death that he died. And the death that he died qualifies us for the life that we live.
那有人曾经这样说过，基督的一生使他能为我们死，基督的死使我们能为他活。
Truly, Christ did it all.
实在是基督做了一切。
The next point. The bodily resurrection of Christ.
那就是基督的身体复活。
This is another absolutely non-negotiable truth.
这同样是一个不能够妥协的一个真理。
Our Lord Jesus rose on the third day after his sacrifice.
就是耶稣在第三天复活了。
Note the emphasis is bodily resurrection.
这个重请大家注意的，这里说到的是从身体的复活。
The evidence is plentiful.
这个有很多的记载了很多的这个的证据证明这一点。
Look at the people who saw him after he resurrected.
看一看就是在耶稣复活以后人所看到他的。
Mary Magdalene.
那就是抹大拉的玛利亚。
Other women.
和其他的妇女。
Many other witnesses referred to in Luke 24 and John 20.
也有很多其他的人看见在耶稣复活之后看见他。
And then to the more than 500 mentioned in 1 Corinthians 5.
在哥林多前书那里也说到曾经有500个人看见主耶稣。
Finally to his 11 disciples before he ascended.
最后就是他的11个门徒在耶稣升天之前他的11个门徒就看见他。
His bodily resurrection was critical because he defeated sin and death.
他的身体的这个复活是非常重要的，因为他证明了他实在是死了他又复活。
It also confirmed The Father's stamp of approval of the Son's ministry.
同时也就是再一次的证明，就是父神对他的儿子这个的印证，就是对他的服事的印证。
There are also other aspects, important aspects of Christ's resurrection.
在基督的复活也有很多其他的这个重要的因素。
One, it proved him to be the Son of God.
第一个就是证明他是神的儿子。
And you also confirm that all that Jesus said was truth.
那就是另外一个证明，就是耶稣所说的一切都是真理。
It also guarantees the believer's resurrection.
同时也保证了这个所有信耶稣的人他们的复活。
And it designates him to be the head of the church.
也让耶稣基督成为教会的元首。
Christ is now seated on the right hand of God.
基督现在坐在神宝座的右边。
Where all power, dominion, and authority has been given to him.
所有一切的权柄都归给了他。
People have over the centuries doubted the resurrection of Christ.
几百年来人都是对耶稣的复活有怀疑。
There was a man by the name of Frank Morrison.
有一个人他的名字叫 Frank Morrison.
He wrote a book called Who Moved the Stone.
他写了一本的书书的名字叫谁把石头挪开了。
It was published in 1930.
是在1930年的时候这本书出版了。
He was a journalist, but also a skeptic of the Christian faith.
他是一个记者，他也是对基督教是有怀疑的人。
He set out to write a book to say that Jesus did not resurrect.
他坐下来写这本书，要证明耶稣没有复活。
As he went deeper and deeper,
当他在一点点往下做下去的时候
,he came to the conclusion that Jesus did resurrect.
他却得出一个结论，就是耶稣实在是复活了。
From a skeptic, he gave his life to Christ.
从一个有怀对耶稣的复活有怀疑的人，成为一个信耶稣的基督徒。
One fact still remains, though.
在有一个的事实仍然存在的。
Up to today, the body of Christ has never been found.
那就是直到今天为止，耶稣的身体是没有被发现的。
And will never be found.
也永远就不会被发现。
Why is that?
为什么这样呢？
Because of the next truth.
因为是下面一个真理。
He's ascended, he's in heaven.
因为他已经升入高天了。
It tells us in Mark 16, So then, when the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God.
在马可福音16章19节那里说到，主耶稣和他们说完了话，后来被接到天上，坐在神的右边。
Why is his ascension so important?
为什么基督的升天这样重要呢？
Because his ascension is a critical event in his ministry.
因为基督的升天是在他一生的服事当中有一个非常重要的一个原因。
It clearly shows his total humanity.
那就是说到他是一个完全的人。
And the permanence of his resurrection.
和他的那个升天。
He lives now and forever.
他现在活着，他永远活着。
As true man and true God.
是作为一个真的人，一个真的神。
To mediate between man and God.
就成为人和神中间的中保。
Furthermore, Christ is exalted because of his resurrection.
同时而且基督也是因着他的复活他被升为至高。
He has also gone, as he promised, to prepare a place for us.
就像他说他给我们应许的话，他去那里为我们预备住处。
His ascension was also so that the Holy Spirit can be sent to us.
因着他的升天，圣灵可以降到我们里面。
Number eight.
第八个真理。
As Jesus promised,In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
好像就是耶稣向我们所应许的，他说，在我的父家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去。若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，你叫你们也在哪里。
As Christians, this is our blessed hope.
作为基督徒来说，这是我们一个蛮有祝福的一个的盼望。
Because Jesus said in his own words, I will come again.
因为耶稣他自己说他要再来。
What do we know of his return?
那对他的再来我们知道什么呢？
We know it will be sudden.
我们知道这个是会突然发生。
We know it will be in bodily form.
我们知道这是以身体的形式再来。
We know that it will be visible to the whole world.
我们知道这他再来的时候要被全世界都看见。
And when he comes, he will come to reign as a king of kings for all eternity.
当他再来的时候，他要做万王之王了。
One thing that we do not know.
但是有一件事是我们不知道的。
No one knows.
没有一个人知道。
That's when that is going to be.
那就是耶稣基督什么时候再来。
First Thessalonians 5 tells us, when he comes, he will come like a thief in the night.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书那里也说到，当主来带来的时候，他来要像是像贼一样。
As children of God,
作为神的儿女
，we wait，
我们等候。
But we wait, we wait spiritually awake, sober and alert.
但我们等候的时候，我们是警醒，我们是在圣灵里面有一个警觉。
If anyone predicts that he or she knows when Christ is returning,
如果有人这样的说他知道基督什么时候再来。
You can say with 100% certainty that that person is a false prophet.
你可以百分之一百的相信说这个人说这个话的人他是一个假先知。
And there have been such people in the past.
在过去的历史上我们看见是有这样的人曾经这样的预言。
As Christians, there's an important question we need to answer ourselves.
但是作为基督徒有一个很重要的问题是我们自己要回答的。
Are we, am I ready when Christ returns?
那就是我们或者我自己是不是已经准备好他的再来。
I'll tell you a little story.
我告诉你一个小故事。
This man was walking past a magnificent mansion.
有一个人他走过一个的豪宅。
As he passed the gate, he stopped because he could not help but be impressed by the magnificent gardens.
所以当他走过这个大屋子的这个豪宅的这个门口的时候，他就不得不停下来，因为他被里面这个非常漂亮的花园吸引了。
Manicured lawns.
这个草地是非常的整齐
，perfectly trimmed hedges，
这个小的树和树都剪得整整齐齐的。
So as he was standing by the gate admiring the garden，
所以当他站在这个门口来欣赏这个院子的时候
，the gardener saw him and walked towards him。
那个员工呢，这个园丁呢，就看见了他，向他走去。
The gardener asked him, "Can I help you, sir?"
那这个园丁就问他说，我能够为你做什么
？The stranger said, "I'm just admiring your garden."
那个人他就是说我真是非常欣赏你的这个院子。
Your master must be very pleased with your work.
他说你的主人一定是对你的工作非常满意。
The gardener said,
那个园丁就说了
My master is not home.
他说我的主人并不在家里。
And I don't know when he returns.
我也不知道他什么时候能够回来。
When he returns, I'll be ready.
当他回来的时候我一定是要准备好的。
As Christians, I'll be ready.
所以当我们基督徒我们是不是在等候呢
Am I ready?
我是不是在等候呢
Is our house in order?
我们的家是不是已经预备好了呢
Not a physical house, but our spiritual house.
不是我们这个肉体的这个屋子但是我们属灵的这个屋子
Is our heart and mind cleaned up?
是我们的心和我们的头脑是不是清洁的呢
Do we carry any unconfessed sins?
我们有没有带还有一些的是我们没有认的罪呢
What fills our mind?
那我们的头脑我们的意念思想是什么呢
Do we have any idols in our heart?
我们是不是有一些的事情还藏在心里面
When God looks into our heart, what does he see?
当主察见我们心的时候他看见的是什么呢
Especially during this time of Christmas.
特别是当这个圣诞节快要来临的时候
Let's make sure we are not caught up in buying and giving of presents.
让我们不要好像是忙于买一些的礼物送人了
And we overlook.The real meaning of Christmas.
以致让我们错过了圣诞的真正的意思。
How can we exalt Christ and share Him with those who do not know Him?
我们怎样能够借助这一个来分享这个耶稣基督与众人来分享耶稣基督
？Our friends and relatives.
与我们的朋友和我们的亲戚分享耶稣基督。
Most of this world is lost without Christ.
很多的人在这个世上是失落的人。
And to my last truth.
最后一个真理。
Salvation by grace and grace alone.
那就是得救是本乎恩。
I have left this to the last, not because it's the least important.
我把这个列在第九点，并不是说这个是最不重要的。
In fact, as Christians, we know this is vital.
其实对我们基督徒来说，这是一个非常重要的真理。
In every other faith in this world, you work, you earn your way.
在这个世界上所有其他的宗教都说我们人必须要做事来赢取也得着一些的什么
You speak to Buddhists, you work towards Nirvana.
你跟那个佛教徒说这些话他们也是要有修行的
Nirvana is not a permanent place. It's not heaven, sorry. Nirvana is not heaven.
他们也有一个好像是一个
Nirvana is not heaven.
那个正途，他们这个不是天堂。
But it's a place where your desires are all gone.
在那个地方，所以你人一切的这个欲望全都没有了。
And then each death is a rebirth.
但是呢，每一次呢，都是一个好像是一个再生的。
If you lead a good life, being kind, helping others, your next life will be a better one.
所以如果你现在在地上，你对人是友善的，你做好的话，那你的来世就是更加好的。
You live and you earn your way to a better place.
所以你必须要做很多的事，做一些好事，以好叫你能够去一个更好的地方。
Sorry, I just lost my place. I'm sorry, I just lost my place. Give me a second. I beg your pardon. Just give me a sec, please.
对不起，我要找一找我，说到的地方。
I beg your pardon, I just lost my place.
Last slide.
The last point is the salvation by grace and grace alone.
就说到那个救恩是完完全全就是靠着恩典。
I've left it to last not because it's the least important.
这并不是我把这个放在最后一点，并不是说这个是不太重要的。
I'm sorry, but I've lost my place in my thoughts, and I'm just trying to compose myself, so please bear with me.
对不起，我因为刚才现在一下子记不起来我刚才说到的是在哪个地方，所以请大家原谅，等一下。
It is quite amazing that what I thought the notes I had is not what I had.
我以为我有的，但是我其实还找不到。
And it just shows that, in fact, I'm truly human.
实在来说，也说明就是我是一个人。
But I'm here for a reason today.
但是我今天在这里是有一个原因的。
I do not seek to be here. I do not seek to be here.
我并不是好像是特别寻找要来到这里的。
But God has placed me here to share His truth.
但是神是把我放在这里来分享他的话。
What a strangest of reasons.
为着一个好像很奇怪的这个原因。
My notes have crossed.
那就是我的这个记录呢，信息的这个记录呢，好像是有一点错开了。
I can't explain it.
我也不知道怎么解释。
But I also know here that I am here for a reason today.
但是我知道我今天在这里是有一个原因的。
And to really share, what is the most, important things that we need to hold on to.
那就是跟大家分享，就是什么是非常是很重要的事，是我们必须要紧紧抓住的。
You might find this amazing, but this is true.
你也许好像觉得这是非常奇妙的一件事，但是这是真的事。
It is almost that the notes have changed.
那就是好像我这个讲稿的好像是完全都改变了。
But I can't explain it.
我不知道，我也不知道怎么解释这个事情。
But I know that I'm here to share God with you this morning.
但是我知道，我今天早上在这里是要跟大家分享神的话。
To share His truth.
要分享神的真理的。
And the bulk of the points I've given to you are the 9 points that what I have prepared.
那这个刚才说到的这个关于基础真理的那个九点，是我所预备的。
The last point that I'm going to raise about this is this.
那最后的那个一点呢，是这个的，是这样的。
Is I'm talking to those who do not know Christ.
那就是我要跟一些还没有信主的人来说。
The things that I just said will not apply to you.
就是刚才我所分享的，也许对你来说是不切合的，不合适的。
My only question to you is.Where would you spend eternity without Christ?
那但是我要问你的一个问题就是，你将会在哪里这个过你的这个永生？
Let me just give you an example.
让我给你一个例子。
Recently at work,
最近在我的工作单位里头。
I realized I had not seen someone for a while, one of our customers.
我注意到我的有一些的客户，我很久没有见到他们了。
And I.Ask one of the colleagues what's happened to so and so.
所以我就问一个同事说，那一个的客人现在怎么一回事
？And he said to me, "Don't you? Haven't you heard?"
那他就对我说，你没有听说吗
？Well, she has been diagnosed with cancer.
他说他被那个诊断出来得了癌症。
She's only 24.
他只有24岁。
So I said, "No, I did not know."
我就对这个同事说，我没有，我不知道这个事情。
For those who do not know Christ,
那对那些还不认识基督的人
，You think you have a whole lifetime ahead of you.
所以你以为说你在前面你还有很丰富的一生呢。
And you think that, well, I don't have to make a decision now.
你也许会觉得说，我不需要现在就做这个决定。
Don't forget, every day we live by the grace of God.
不要忘记，我们每一天的，我们每所过的每一天都是神的恩典。
So it is important for you to know.
所以对你来说是非常重要，你一定要知道。
That Christ died for you on the cross.
那就是基督为你在十字架上受死。
The question is always, where would you spend eternity?
那这个问题一直就是你会在哪里过你这个永生？
You think you can always put it off because I'm very young?
你也许常常说我还很年轻，我还有很多的时间，我就把这个放在一边吧。
But you don't stay young forever.
但是你并不是一直的就这样年轻了。
The question is, where would you spend eternity?
那问题是你在哪里会过你这个一生永生？
Even if you're not young,
即使你不是年轻人，
that question is also relevant to you.
这个问题对你来说，对不信的人来说也是适合的。
Where would you spend eternity?
你会在哪里过你这个永生？
The truth is, we always think we have time on our hands.
这个人常常都是这样觉得说，我还有很多的时间了。
The answer is one really doesn't know.
但是这个答案却是没有人真的知道他们有多少时间。
We certainly do not want to take life for granted.
我们不应当就是把我们的一生作为是理所当然的。
So my question to you now is, do you know where you will spend eternity?
所以我要问你的问题是，你是不是知道你要在哪里过你的永生？
If Christ is your Savior,
如果基督是你的救主，
you will be with Him.
你就会与他在一起。
If Christ is not your Savior now,
如果基督现在还不是你的救主，
I can't put it in an easier word. The other place is called hell.
但是我没有其他的话能够来引用来告诉你，另外一个地方就是地狱。
Hell is a real place.
这个地狱就是不信的人的地方。
It's a place of eternal separation from God.
这个地狱是一个真实的，是一个与神永远隔绝的地方。
But you can't make the decision once you leave this earth.
但是当你离开这个地上的时候，你就不能够再做这个决定了。
You need to make the decision while you're still breathing.
所以当你还有气息的时候，你就要做这个决定。
Just remember, Christ died for your sins.
请记得，基督是为你的罪代死，
My sins,
也为我的罪代死。
And the sins of the world.
也是为这个世上的人的罪代死。
And Jesus said,
耶稣说，
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
我是道路、真理和生命。
No one comes to the Father except to me.
没有人能够到父那里，除非是借着我。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里。
So the decision is today.
所以要这个决定是你今天就要做的。
Now,
就是现在就要做的。
Don't put it off another day.
不要把它留到另一天。
Because another day may never come.
因为那一天也许永远都不会来到。
Because we think that we can get up each morning.
我们以为说我们每一天早晨都会醒过来。
For some people, it doesn't happen that way.
但是对一些人来说，并不是这样的。
And once you cross over the other side, you can't come back.
你只要越过那一条线，到了另那一边，你就不能够再回来。
And there's a story in the Bible.
这是在圣经里面有这样的故事。
This rich man died.
有一个富人他死了。
And then he cried out to Father Abraham, Father Abraham.
就向父那个亚伯拉罕呼叫。
In the end, there is no going back.
但是他却不能够回到这一边。
So the time is now.
所以现在就是这个时候。
For tomorrow may never come.
因为明天也许不会再来。
Because we live in such an uncertain world.
因为我们是住在一个非常毫无把握的这个时代。
We take for granted that there's always tomorrow.
我们常常以为说明天总会来的，我们就是把这个作为当做平常理所当然了。
Don't forget God is the only person who calls life the beginning and the end.
不要忘记，神是那唯一的一位，就是给人有生命的开始，也给人生命的终结。
It is not at our calling.
这不是取决于我们。
So, I would urge you that if you do not know the Lord today, speak to someone today.
所以我要这样的来请求你，如果你今天还没有认识主耶稣的话，你要跟其他的弟兄姊妹们，要跟基督徒们来交谈，要来认识他。
Before you leave this building today.
就是在今天当你离开这个地方之前，你就要找人来跟你谈。
If you do not know who to speak to,
如果你不知道你应该跟谁来谈，
ask for someone who can lead you to a responsible brother.
所以你应该跟其他的人来问其他的人，谁是那些负责弟兄们。
And give your life to Christ.
要把你的生命，把你的一生交给基督。
I plead you.
所以我向你，我请求你这样做。
Don't put it off.
不要把它放在一边。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Gracious God, Heavenly Father,
这蛮有恩典的神，我们的父。
We thank you for our time with you.
我们感谢你给我们这个时间。
We thank you for your promises.
我们也为着你给我们的应许感谢。
We thank you for your grace.
我们为着你的恩典感谢你。
We thank you for your mercy and your love.
我们也为着你的怜悯和慈爱感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we just pray that you use us as instruments.
所以天上的父，我们求你用着这器皿。
For your purposes.
为着你自己的目的。
We pray for those who still do not know you now.
我们也为着那些现在还没有认识你的人。
That before they leave this building today.
我们为他们祷告，叫他们在离开这个地方之前。
That you will stir their hearts.
你能够来搅动他们的心。
And speak to someone.
让他们能够找一些人来交谈。
To find out the true meaning of life.
好叫他们能够找到这个生活的真谛，生命的真谛。
The life in you is better than life itself.
这个在你里面的生命是远超过一切的。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。 Amen.